welcome back to our coverage of this event. We are close to this 2024 Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally coming to an end. Now, we did say bye-bye to Andrew Nesbitt in the previous stage, but when I looked at my mirror coming down the road, heading into the end of Fannett and Port Salon here, he was on my tail, so he was. So he wanted to come down in and join in the celebrations. We're not getting any information to say that there's anything wrong in there, but we are waiting Callum Devine, and we're expecting Callum Devine now to come off the end of the Fannett stage and be crowned champion once again. I suppose, Andrew, it's going to be another big day for him.
Yeah, well, as you know, I spoke before the last stage there. He does need to go slow on the last 20 kilometres. I would say he has to give away half of a second a mile to win this rally. If he attacks it, anything can happen, so he needs to listen to that one.
Yeah, it's been a huge event here, so it has, and it's been enthralling stuff to watch. And another man we have to give a lot of credit to is Marion Evans in that Yaris Rally 2. A fantastic car. Yes, it's in development. He's a very solid run here, so he has.
Well, I can say all these cars, second place, who knows who's going to be in second place, because there are three or four guys looking to get that, and Callum has to stay in front. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at. And David Kelly, of course, we mentioned him as well. And David with a brilliant rally. We're just waiting to see if there's times coming off special stage 20. Maybe you had a refresh on it there. Andrew, we'll get a look to see. Yeah, we're actually in an area here that's been gated up as we await the cars to come in. Yeah, we've got stage 20. So Callum Devine has won this event by 17 seconds from the Yaris of Marion Evans. 17 seconds is the difference. Callum Devine is safely through, and his time was 10 minutes 26.3. Marion Evans was very quick, 10:23.4. And David Kelly with another very quick time, 10:23 dead. But it seems to be Matt Edwards has got the fastest stage on the last of the Donegal Rally for 2024. Matt Edwards' time, 10:15.3. But Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions from last year, of course, we go back to 2 years ago. Garton wasn't too kindly for Callum Devine, but he worked his way through all the events last year and took maximum points and championship rounds, including Donegal. He was the form driver last year in the polo. This year he was in the polo as well. The start of the year didn't go the way he wanted. He won the previous event, and then he took this notion of changing the car. So he did, and going to a Skoda RS, and some questioned what the motive was for that and why he was going to do it with such a big event and him carrying form in the polo. But he felt this was going to be a really, really good car to take the victory in. I can now see the clerk of the course, Eamon McGee, coming towards us here in Port Salon at the end of the stage. And Callum Devine, the leader and the winner of the 2024 Donegal International Rally, is just arriving in here to the regroup area. And Callum, we're live on Highland, and we're on the pace notes as well. Double winner at Donegal, back-to-back winner. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it hasn't stuck in. I was probably just trying to teach myself not to cry so much this time, obviously, Oisín. But yeah, absolutely thrilled. Look, the pace has been fantastic this weekend, and obviously change the car at the start of the rally, like, was a big step for us. We thought a lot of work to do, but yeah, look, to get him to amazing. Here standing on watching, know what it's like. So, yeah, absolutely thrilled, delighted. So,
yeah, and the man that he's talking about is Andrew Nesbitt. But what an Irish debut for the Skoda RS! It's a fantastic car. It's set off this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Look, absolutely fantastic. Very late notice we got the car, and yeah, very thankful to them, obviously, getting the set up. And first one for the Skoda RS here was absolutely fantastic.
Okay, we'll talk more at the ramp. Well done. Okay, what we're going to do is move on down this area, because we have been instructed by the officials to go in this new area where the winners will come in, and what they're basically trying to do is reduce the crowd numbers for the celebrations. Marion Evans here. Marion, I'm just jumping in front of Andy here. Listen, what a Donegal rally. I spoke to you beforehand. You said a podium would be a fantastic result, and you've got your best ever result now in the county.
Yeah. It's been a really, really good 2 days, right? The last two have been special, to be fair. Like I just said to Kevin, now we're 55 seconds off the lead on Friday night, and we finished the rally 14 behind. So maybe if we'd have, don't know, what could have been, I guess, but still, it's very, very happy to to be on the pace and get the car on the pace and to prove that it's capable. So plenty more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah, it wasn't in the plans to do Donegal, but Melvin Evans Motorsport and Pro Vision Global Motorsport came together, so they did, to get this package, and listen, it's paid off, so it has.
Oh, 100%. To be fair, I've got to thank Paul Crumlish, because he gave us the idea to come here, and he gave us some help to come here as well. You know, it was never in the plan. I was meant to be doing a gravel rally this morning, but I'm glad I came to Donegal. Yeah,
and a new man on the notes with you as well. He performed very well, Jer.
Yeah, I mean, my notes, it's a pretty complex system as well, to be fair, and without mentioning the language barrier we've got, you know, he's done a great job, so fair play.
Okay, well done, super performance. That's Marian Evans finishing runner-up. David Kelly, you got the podium in Donegal. A fantastic result for you.
Oh, I look, to be honest, it's more than we could have asked for, to be honest. Oisín, coming in this weekend, we're looking for a top five, but get the podium, we worked hard for myself and Dean, and look, it's all come together now for us.
Yeah, it's all come together. Yourself and Dean put in a fantastic performance, the top Donegal crew, but the times that you put in, particularly yesterday, were stunning, David Sador.
Yeah, no, we knocked in a couple of good stage times, and look, we're happy, hey, and look, we wouldn't do it like the team that's behind us, to be honest.
Yeah, biggest result of your career so far?
Oh, it is, aye, first of many, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, well done, congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go, that's Dean Kelly with Dean, or Dark. David Kelly, excuse me, and Dean O'Sullivan, of course, is his navigator. I'm just going to work my way back down to get a talk with Noel O'Sullivan. Callum Devine, of course, is there having a word with everybody. And I'm just looking for Noel. Yeah, here he is down here. Yeah. Noel, we're live on Highland at the moment. A winning navigator again in Donegal. How does that one feel?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a dream come true, really. We grew up watching this rally. I used to be here as a kid spectating, so yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. It's great for a Kerry man to win Donegal, you know.
Listen, is it as sweet as last year?
I suppose
if you looked at the circumstances, a new car, yeah, bedding yourself in over a couple of days.
This year was completely different, you know. Obviously, every year the competition is high. I suppose last year we were in the polo and we probably knew it inside out, but this year we had a new car and struggled a bit on Friday, but we kept our heads down. It's a long rally, big weekend, and we knew today was going to show a few surprises, and we're looking to come out on the right side.
Okay, well done, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Noel O'Sullivan, the winning navigator. I'm going to work my way back up the line now to see where Declan Gallagher is. We're hoping that Declan Gallagher has come off the end of the stage. He was, of course, leading the modified category. I see the starlet here, and I see Declan Gallagher as well. He inherited the lead after Kevin Gallagher's Darren Knapp. But there's huge celebrations here with Declan Gallagher has eventually got the modified two-wheel category that Fusser on here. And we're live on Sunday Sport in Highland here. You're getting all the congratulations. You're like a Cheshire cat. The smiles from ear to ear. Well done.
I know. We came through Fanna there. We came to Annagy out. There were nearly no oil in the car. Smoke coming behind her. We went through Fanna there.
Listen, you got here. What does this mean to you?
Oh, God. I don't know.
yeah. Not very often you're lost for words now.
That's class. Class. Just, we've tried for this for so long.
Well, listen, soak it all up and enjoy it, because it's hard to win and you deserve it.
Cheers, thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you in the finish ramp. We'll get more out of him come the finish ramp, so we will. A fantastic job by Declan Gallagher, winner of the two-wheel drive category. Clark, of course, Eamon McGee, we're just live here on Sunday Sport, Eamon. Another successful event. Things went very well for you. I suppose, first of all, congratulations to you and your team, and I'm sure you're happy with how the last 3 days have panned out.
Unbelievable what happened there. The amount of people, it was unreal there what was out there all weekend, and the teamwork, 100%. Like, I'm overwhelmed by the whole thing, you know, just with the amount of people that we had, how they were behaving and everything else. You know,
you're doing this a long time, 11 years as COC. There's a lot of work's gone on over that period.
A lot of years, but we're learning every year. You know, you're learning every year. You know, you take every year, and so. But it's getting bigger.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger, and it's getting popular, and it's one of the best events, I believe, and the British Isles at the moment. Like, maybe further afield if you go that.
You're getting a bit of time off now next week.
Ah, work to come on, catch up.
That's well done, super job.
Thank you.
There you go, that's the clerk of the course, Eamon McGee, speaking to us live. I'm going to duck out of the road because Declan Gallagher's got the champagne on the go here for winning the two-wheel drive category, and thoroughly deserving of the victory as I work my way down through the rest of the competitors. Dean O'Sullivan, come on, talk to us, Dean. We didn't get speaking to you. You're the quiet man of the two.
Yes.
So you are the top Donegal crew on the podium. How are you feeling?
There's no better feeling at the present moment, actually. You know, this is me and David teamed up in 2019, so we're building this a long time, so it's nice to finally get here. You know, on the podium, look at the weather, look at the crowd. You know, you couldn't ask for any better. So just delighted for the whole team.
I know, I was talking to David, and listen, the times that you had yesterday was just phenomenal, so it was. All of a sudden we're seeing David Kelly and Dino Sullivan pop up here, mixing it with the best, Matt Edwards, all these guys. And listen, it's, I suppose that's the result of hard work that you've put in.
Oh, it definitely is. Actually, like we went to Nakawa on Saturday morning with a bit of a push, made an overshoot, so the heads kind of were down. And then to come out of Gary Gord the next stage with the fastest time was just, it was brilliant, and then it just kept balling from there. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're third now in Donegal this year. You have the podium, so you have. Looking forward to next year. I know it's early doors yet, so it is, but you'll be looking for improvement. Is Donegal, winning Donegal, a dream for you? Is that now within touching distance after what happened this weekend?
Oh, it definitely is. It's always something you want to do, like being from Donegal ourselves. You know, you want to win your home rally. And it's the biggest rally in Ireland, so definitely be back next year.
Enjoy the celebrations because they're fully deserved.
We will. Thank you very much.
Okay, good to speak to the convoy man. Dean O'Sullivan sitting alongside David Kelly, of course, for Donegal Town. It's been a phenomenal performance by those two guys this weekend as they finished third overall. If you told them that at the start of the weekend that they'd be getting a podium, they would be absolutely delighted. And they have got it, and they deserve it as well because their times has been sensational. It's been a sensational Donegal rally, and it's been a sensational performance, of course, by Callum Devine to win this event in a brand new car. And it's a long event, and as you know, things can happen, and crews drop out, and it was well timed by Callum Devine as he took over the lead, so we did off this rally earlier on today when Matt Edwards had hit a wall. So what we're actually going to do now is we're going to hand back to the studio, so there's a bit of reaction from the winners here in the Donegal International Rally. Just one man before a finish, because we always talk to him, so we do. Rory Kennedy. Rory, how would you sum up the weekend?
Well, our weekend was slightly disappointing, actually. We're not dwelling on that, absolutely not. It's not really about us. It's about Callum winning the rally again for the second time, which is incredible for him. Like I said before, he served a very tough apprenticeship in this rally, and it's great to see him come through and get another win, you know, so delighted for them.
Okay, but Eamon McGee and them guys, you just spoke to them, they said that this was one of the best. It was a fantastic event, so it was.
Tremendous event, Oisin, and fair play to Eamon and the team. An incredible amount of work and foresight. You know, they're using all their experience with all the events now, and it's paying off. You can see the way the rally's improved massively over the past couple of years. So fair play to the team for taking that on. But I must say as well, Oisin, right through the top 10 now, there's a huge Donegal participation in the top 10 of the rally finishers and further down the field. So really, the future of the sport in Donegal is...
what about David Kelly? Hey, what a performance.
David Kelly, drive of the rally. Him and Dino Sullivan, absolute drive of the rally. Four fastest times on stages that we've never used before. I mean, he's an absolute star for the future. Like.
Okay, listen, well done, Rory. Good to talk to you. There you go, Rory Kennedy was sitting alongside Gary Jennings as I work my way down to the front once again. Gentlemen, how are you? Well done. Well done. That's Josh Moffat. And I'll leave one more word to the rally leader, because we've got a quick word before we were moved on. You've had a couple of minutes now for this to settle in again, Callum, a double champion. And listen, you've now got this special relationship with Donegal.
Hi, I do. It's the cream of the crop, isn't it? And everybody wants to get there. And look, I love it. I love all the stages. And but a special mention, all Eamon McGee and all his team, like, is absolutely run a fantastic rally. It's only a 3-day event in the year, like, and runs faultlessly this year, so delighted. And yeah.
When you were doing a bit of testing last week and you sat in this car for the first time and you're putting up a few kilometres, did you feel that you could win Donegal again?
I kind of always wanted to win Donegal. We knew we'd always turn up in Donegal, but yeah, probably after Friday and the slippery conditions, everything was new to the car. We kind of says, was this a wise move, jumping to this car? But look, we put our heads down and worked in the setup all weekend, thanks to the team as well for doing everything, and to get this one.
Which stage was most enjoyable in this car for you?
Probably Garton this morning, to be honest. We knew there was, the pressure was off. It was kind of up and go at it, and we had to try and get take time back out of Matt. And yeah, look, it's been good. It's been good. I love Fana there, but obviously it comes with the pressures and the butterflies. So yeah, no, delighted, Ashley. And so it's absolutely brilliant.
Perfect. Okay, we're gonna hand back to the studio. Chris Ashford is at the press office back there. He's going to be going down through the results of the top 20 and finding out if there's any old only class winners. And we're going to, I suppose, work our way now back to Letterkenny onto the level. There's more action from there. It's come. We'll try and sneak it in on air. I doubt it at this stage. It's 5:15. It's going to be 6 by the time we get there. But there will be reaction available on the website, HeinenRadio.com. So hope you all enjoyed our coverage of this event. Before I go, many thanks to the Crossan family and all the staff at the Voodoo Lower Main Street Letterkenny and the Pulse Nightclub on the Port Road Letterkenny for jumping on board with us this year again and supporting us and helping us bring you as much coverage of this event as we could. And also thanks to Mark back in the studio for helping out, Chris Ashmore, who is in Letterkenny. Who else do we have to thank? Oh, Kevin Shields for providing us with photos as well from the action over the last few days. That's Kevin Shields Photography. Check him out on Facebook. So thanks to him for giving us some photographs. We're going to try and get back to Letterkenny as we go back to the studio. It's a very good evening from a sunny Port Salon as the Donegal Rally comes to an end.